Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We want to know who you would put in your musical supergroup.
It's a great question. Looking at Live 8, the lineup back in 2005, it was people like Wet, 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 Annie Lennox, The Proclaimers. James Brown was still alive. He was there.
I love that they bring The Proclaimers to them because they did like one song that we know.
Yeah. The good thing about The Proclaimers, though, if one of them can't make it, you just stick one guy next to a mirror.
Are they the twins?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Love that. I would have said you could have stuck anyone else in because I wouldn't know any difference.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, yeah. That's the whole thing. They were twins.
When I think of super groups, for some reason in my head, I always imagine that they have to be some kind of like real rock intense group of people. But I guess that's not always the case. There's like the Traveling Wilburys. They're pretty chilled out, that kind of thing.
Who was in the Wilburys?
Eric Clapton and George Harrison was in that. There's a few others that I forget.
There's that super group of like Johnny Depp and Alice Cooper as well.
Yeah.
Any friends can get up and rock out.
Basically, when you're in the industry and you just know people.
I've got a super group I'd like to pitch to you.
Please
I'm
do.
Still actually working it out entirely, but
okay.
I'll run you through. Vocals.
Uh-huh.
Lou Bega.
Oh.
Guitar.
Okay.
Orianthe, who did that song According to You. She was Michael Jackson's guitarist and briefly had a hit.
Aussie girl, I think, too. Great.
You can get a rap verse maybe by Sir Mix-a-Lot, like Baby Got Back style. And the producer on this record is DJ Otzi.
Who is DJ Otzi?
Hey, baby.
Ooh.
And see if we can get Timbaland in there as well.
Just cause?
Yeah.
I love that. I was thinking a bit more hardcore. I didn't even think about a rap verse, which I should have implemented.
You were thinking of something that might be good.
Maybe that's, well, no, I don't know. Maybe I should be the rapper in our super group. I want Pink on vocals.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Pink on vocals. Phil Collins on drums.
Not vocals?
No,
backing
I guess
vocals.
Backing, maybe. It's. I would imagine very hard to drum a good drum beat and sing at the same
time.
Well,
that's what he did, though.
Yeah, but they're kind of like a little more on the basic side, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, don't come for me, Phil Collins fans. I would want John Deacon from Queen as my bass guitarist because he's super, like, inobtrusive and, you know, just chill in the background. My lead guitarist is where I'm stuck. I don't know. I'm thinking, like, Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits is a good one. But then do I go for, like, Slash? Because I feel like him and Pink together would be really good.
That slaps.
Yeah. What would you call your supergroup?
Second Chance.
That's really, really
Second
good.
Chance at having another hit song
Second
for all of
chance.
Them.
I love that. I haven't thought about what mine would be called.
Going to our Facebook comments, Brooke, there are some people who are definitely thinking along the same lines as you.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy has chimed in with Susie Quattro on bass guitar, Brian May from Queen on electric guitar, Tom Petty on vocals for their supergroup.
Tom Petty, a bit of a wild card on that one.
I like it though.
Yeah.
And Clinton definitely saying Mark Knopfler, which you were entertaining as the guitarist, and Phil Collins on drums.
Oh.
John Taylor's on bass and Lou Graham is on vocals in Clinton's supergroup.
Interesting. What I do like is Tristan's also commented on this and he's just tagged, I'm assuming people who are actually talented in this and I'm assuming are Riverlanders, David, Gavin and Amy, you're up, supergroup time.
Absolutely. And I mean, it'd be rude not to include Brooke at that stage. If you go on local, see what they can do together. Yeah.
I could be a good just like support warm up or something. Hype man. I think that would be my role.
DJ to get the crowd going.
I've had a bit of more of a thought on mine. I want to call them VLC, Viva La Collab, because it's a collaboration.
It's creative.
Yeah.
I like it. Never tell people that's what it stands for.
No, it's just VLC, which I think is also a computer program.
It is a great media viewer.
Confusing for everyone. That's what we're all about.